reason. Tell your listeners why they should do what you have asked them to do. Answer their question, why? If you say, vote for John Smith for mayor, your point, most people in the audience say inwardly, why? The next step, therefore, is to tell them why they should vote for Smith. This is the reason step, the I'll tell you why step. Step 4, for example. Say something to support your reason, to prove that the claim put forward in your reason is true. If you say, vote for John Smith because he will cut taxes, most of the people in the audience are thinking, yes, that's what you say. Prove it. Prove it. So you say, look at his record as city treasurer. He cut the cost of that office 23%. Look at his record as city councilman. He voted for every economy measure, etc. In other words, you give testimony to support your allegation. Step 5. So what? Tell your listeners what you want them to do. You have used this formula for years without knowing it. Those 5 steps of the magic formula don't sound difficult, do they? The truth is that you have been using parts of this magic formula off and on all your life. In fact, your wife used this magic formula on you last week when she said, John, if you want coffee for breakfast tomorrow, you had better bring some home tonight, because you'll be sore if we run out. Remember how you raised Cain the last time we were out of coffee? So you had better make a note now to bring some home tonight. Let's see how your wife's request to buy some coffee followed the magic formula. Step 1. Ho-hum. Get the listener's interest. John, if you want coffee for breakfast tomorrow. Step 2. Point. State your point. Make it clear what you were talking about. Ask your listeners to do what you want them to do. You had better bring some home tonight. Step 3. Reason. Give the reason why your listeners should do what the speaker asked them to do. Because you'll be sore if we run out. Step 4. For example. Support your point and reason. Give evidence that your reason is valid. The members of the audience are saying to themselves, yes, that's what you say. Give us some evidence. Remember how you raised Cain the last time we were out of coffee? Step 5. So what? Tell them what you want them to do. So you had better make a note now to bring some home tonight. See how simple it is to use the magic formula? Here's another example of how the formula works. Let's take another case. Here is a father talking to his son. Step 1. Ho-hum. Listen, son. If you want to make the basketball team, Step 2, point, you will have to cut out cigarettes. Step 3, reason, because cigarettes hurt your wind. Step 4, for example, remember how the coach put Bill Robinson off the team 3 years ago because he had smoked so many cigarettes his wind wouldn't last through a whole game. Step 5, so what? You will have to cut out either smoking or basketball. They don't mix. So take your choice, son. Try this on your wife tonight. You can use the magic formula to persuade your wife to go out to dinner tomorrow night. It may be difficult, but why not try it? Phone her tomorrow from the office and say something like this. Ho-hum. Darling, I have a little surprise for you. A little surprise that is going to make your bright eyes sparkle. Point. Will you go with me to Joe's place for dinner tonight? Reason. You've been working too hard lately, and you deserve a little treat. For example, I remember how you enjoyed yourself the last time we ate at Joe's place. Remember the steak we had and the Strauss waltzes and the dancing? Remember you felt rested when it was all over. So what? So pretty yourself up, honey, and be ready to step out with me at 6 o'clock on the dot. Don't pick too big a subject. Presently, I am going to discuss each of these 5 steps in the magic formula and show you how to handle each one skillfully. But before I do, let's consider the kind of subject you should select for your magic formula talks in this course. What will you talk about? Anything that appeals to you. Maybe you would like to talk to your children, or your employees, or the members of the